This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. No matter what your background or where you stand on the issue of race in America, the events of at least the last week, if not long before that, make clear racial tensions are a challenge the country and this state are still facing. It's pretty clear there's a long road ahead towards what many have labeled as unity. But it's also true that we've come some distance down that road in this country. At least that's according to some who've been traveling the road a little longer than others. People like Winfred Mackey of Lufkin, Texas. Mackey's a Vietnam veteran who has seen the country change, and not change, from the perspective of a black man. We spoke with him and with his grandson, Austin-based writer Karan Spearman, about race relations and how they see things today as compared to the 1960s. Let's hear from Mackey first.
There were things as a black person that I was not able to do at those times that I'm able to do now. There were places I couldn't really go into. There was no facilities made for us to use in those particular places.
So this is a very different Texas than we live in now in a lot of ways from what your grandpa grew up in.
Yes, in most aspects, we'll say.
So what things haven't changed enough?
Black people have always existed, regardless of what state, as the other. And then in this state of other, you know, we're still continually having to justify our existence. We have to justify our self-agency. Like, for example, the case with Philando Castile. I mean, mm-hmm. That was in Minnesota, of course, but he did everything he was supposed to do. He told the police officer he had a gun and he was licensed to carry a gun. And out of that reaction, you know, he was shot. You know, that isn't a new thing. I mean, even away from guns, when African-Americans decide to create definition in their lives, somehow or another it gets shaken up.
You're a journalist, but you probably also get kind of segmented as a journalist of color, you know, a black journalist. Are there challenges that you face in even in a profession like journalism that you wouldn't face if you weren't black?
Yes, my color has definitely gotten me in trouble a couple of times, but I'm hoping to piss people off. Like that's I'm trying. Like I want you to have an opinion one way or the other, and I'm not gonna stray away from that because I'm afraid that you're not gonna like it or. Because, I'm black.
Okay, let's hear from your grandfather again.
I grew up in Nacogdoches. I couldn't go to SFA when I grew up. But he could go to South Carolina. He could go to Austin. There was a difference in where you could go to school and where you couldn't go to school.
Your grandfather's very proud of you. He mentioned your education and the different places that you've lived and your accomplishments.
Yeah. I'm 36 years old. And I mean, I've been to places I don't think a lot have been. And I think there's tremendous value in that, in being a person of color and traveling. It'll also make you appreciate the diversity. I mean, there's everything. Everything is here. You know, you go to certain places and I mean, they're great, but there's, they're homogenous.
Now, fast forward, let's say 40, 50 years, and we're talking to you, and this time you're the grandpa, and we're interviewing your grandson. What do you hope has changed?
Hopefully there are a lot less guns. Like, there are places I've been in the world where police officers don't have guns. You know, that's one thing, especially as it relates to what's been going on the last, week or so. That people are just kind of generally allowed to exist. To the point to people treating each other better, Texas is going to be darkening, like literally. And I think for some of the, the fringe kind of like racists, that's going to be a problem. But I think that it will be here. And then as a country gets darker, the state gets darker, we'll see less and less and less of it. So hopefully I'll live to see that.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you very much.
Grandson Karan Spearman and grandfather Winfred Mackey on how far we've come and how far we still have to go when it comes to race relations in Texas.